Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for faith in you, trust in you. We are abiding under your shadow this morning, Almighty. We are saying of you, Lord, that you are a fortress. You are, oh God, you are a refuge, and we need you more than the skin on our bones. We need you more than the air that we breathe. You are our King, the King of Kings, and soon to come. We bless you today. We honor you today. You are the King of Glory. And so, Father, we thank you for who you are in our lives. You are certainly our Father and our King. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for removing all false burdens from us, oh God, by your people, by the leaders of our churches, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let your anointing break the enemy's burdens from off of our neck. And let every yoke be destroyed. Remove from our shoulders every burden in the name of Jesus. We cast our cares upon you, Lord, because you care for us. We cast all our burdens upon you, and you will sustain us. What a great Father you are. Let every yoke of poverty be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let every yoke of sickness be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let every yoke of bondage be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let every unequal yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. We destroy every yoke and burden of religion, legalism on our lives by religious leaders in the name of Jesus. Let every burdensome stone be released from our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we take upon our lives the yoke of the burden of Jesus in the name of Jesus, and we thank you that you are Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, we see the stars, we hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. We bless the Lord this morning. Good morning, good morning. This is Bible Storyland. We thank God for each of you. We have Karen Itell on with us this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing good. And this is my Father's world.
Amen.
Thank you.
It is our God's house. We say happy Father's Day to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Father God is our Father. He's Daddy God. He is Jehovah. He's everything that we need. Whatever you need today, God has it. So ask him to supply all of our needs in his riches and glory. He owns the world and everything in it. He's ruler of our nation. Oh, well, we thank God for you this morning. Good morning again. We're so grateful. Oh, God, to the Most High God, for life and strength. He gives us health. He gives us life. He gives us truth, strength. He is the God of hope, God of mercy, and a God of truth. God is our help and a very present help in time of trouble. Today is Joyful Praise Day on Bible Storyland. We come this morning to joyfully praise our God, our King, the Lord of Lords, God Almighty. We welcome him. We welcome him. He said, where two or more gather in his name, here in the midst. So we come this morning to lay down every heavy burden so we can joyfully praise our King. We lay down the burden of sickness and disease. We lay down the burden of fear, mistrust, doubt, unbelief, confusion, the burden of family, the burden of job, the burden of trying to get money. We lay all that down this morning. The burden of bitterness and resentment, the burden of generational curses, the burdens of trouble and tribulation. And we cast all of these heavy burdens upon the Lord because he cared for us. So we say happy Father's Day to the King of Kings and to every father. We say happy Father's Day. So let's joyfully praise our God this morning, our Lord and our Savior, with songs of praise this morning. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing fine. And how about you?
I'm doing great. Thank God for life.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Today is the day that we will be funeralizing Deacon Herschel Dungy. He was originally from Harvey, Illinois. He lived here in Paducah as the human resource director for the city of Paducah. Then he and his wife moved to Olathe, Kansas, but she decided to bring his body back to Paducah for the service. So that's what we're doing this morning at 10. The visitation is at 10. There's going to be a ceremony at 12 and then the service at 1 today. So please keep the Dungy family in prayer.
Okay.
Okay. Since this is Father's Day weekend, I'm going to sing I Trust in God.
Amen.
I trust in God wherever I may be, up on the land or on the rolling sea. Though come what may, from day today, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. I know he cares for me on mountain bleak or on the rolling sea. Though billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over I trust in God. I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the rolling sea, the billows roll. He keeps my soul, my heavenly Father. Watches over me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Thank God. Amen. Excuse me. I thank God for it. This is my Father's world, and trust in God. We got to trust in Him like never before. Oh, God, we got to trust in Him every day. We drive down the street, you better trust in God, because I'm telling you, the cars are flying. Oh, Lord, sometimes it may be better to be in the air flying in a plane than down here, because they're flying on the highway 100 miles an hour and weaving in and out. So we are trusting in the Lord that He's keeping us safe morning, noon, and night. Thank God. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us, the cousin of Pastor Donna Hawkins. Jackie lives in Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. Got her phone on mute. Good morning, Jackie. You'll answer me shortly. Jackie, good morning.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you, barely.
Okay, now, good morning.
Yes, we got
my phone is messing up for some reason. They telling me this morning. Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning, how are you?
Doing better. It's going to be a better. It's going to be okay.
Oh, you been sick?
No. No, my Aunt Lou's husband passed away on Wednesday. And I don't know. I know you heard me talk about Aunt Lou, but just pray for her and her family. So,
okay.
I don't know. We were going up there anyway, so thank God we were going to be there this weekend coming up. We're going to be there anyway. So now we are going to funeralize my uncle, the last uncle that I have.
That
was it. I have two aunties left. And my grandmother had 10 kids. Aunt Lou's mom had 10 children, had 7 boys. And I only have 2 aunties left, which are those 2 aunties. But it's okay. It's going to be all right. I thank
Amen.
God for them.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's pray for my Aunt Lou and pray for her whole family. Pray for his family on my uncle's side.
Okay.
All right. Oh, this morning, I don't know. I'm going to try.
All right.
Okay. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Sister G, I'm sorry, darling.
No problem.
I'm not going to be able to sing.
I got
My voice is just, I don't know. I just woke up, matter of fact. I'm so sorry. So pray for me,
problem.
Okay? Thank you.
Man, we'll continue to say, walk with us, Lord. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. And He's walking with us every day. Yes, He is. He talks to us, too. So I thank the Lord every day. This is my Father's world. We trust in God. And walk with us, Lord. He don't ever leave us nor forsake us. You know He's walking with us every day wherever we go. He's with us. He's so awesome and mighty. He walked with every child that He made, every human being He made. He walks with us. So I thank God for that. Who are we serving? Are we serving the God in our heads or the God in the Bible? Who are we serving? We're to study to show ourselves approved unto God. What God are we serving? The God in our head is a made-up God. The one we think is true and living God. That's the little God. Who are we serving? That's the God that can't do the impossible. That's the God that is limited. A God we can't depend on in time of trouble. That's the God in our heads. He is powerless. He doesn't even answer our prayers. He does not lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, let's talk about the God of the Bible. Who's the God of the Bible? He said in the beginning, let's begin in the beginning. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God. Now, that's the God of the Bible. God created the heaven and the earth. God is a great creator. God said, let there be light, and there was light. He speaks, and what he says come to pass. In Genesis, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the waters. That's the God of the Bible. Everything God said, it came to true. Let there be, and it became as God said. He is most powerful. All-powerful, all-knowing God. Oh, God, that's the God of the Bible. All. He is all-knowing, all-sufficient, almighty God. Nothing impossible to him. He created human beings. He created man. He blew his breath into him, put his image in the inside of man. He told them to be fruitful and multiply. They did multiply. He said to them, everything, and to us, in the God of the Bible, he said, everything he made is good. And it is, he is our most powerful creator. In Deuteronomy, he said that the God of the Bible said he created blessings for the obedient and curses for the disobedient. Joshua 1:8, the God of the Bible says, let not this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. He's the God of the Bible. He is from the God of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The God of the Bible blesses his people with peace, safety, protection, and gives us fruit in abundance. The fruit of the Spirit is what he gives us in abundant supply. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. He loads his people up with benefits on a daily basis, not yearly, daily, every day. He loads us up with benefits. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He helps us to lie down beside the still waters. The God of the Bible loves us and commanded us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and our strength. He's the God of the Bible. So we love the God of the Bible. And he said, you know, the first commandment is like, the second commandment is like the first one. We're to love each other like we love ourselves. Well, we are ready for the word this morning. Our speaker is a family friend. I've known him for years and years. He was a great friend of my family. He's a humble man of God. He and his wife live here in Jacksonville. He gives great praise and thanksgiving to Father God. He lives he walks a humble life. He's the pastor of Combined Gospel Fellowship. He's still on the battlefield for the Lord. The word of the Lord, God, is written on the tables of his heart. Let me introduce to you Brother Ivory James, Pastor James. Good morning, Pastor Ivory
James.
Good
morning.
How are you?
I'm feeling well, Caritha. Thank you so much. I certainly have benefited greatly by this devotional that you've conducted this morning.
Amen. Thank God.
Well,
for
you've
you.
Asked me to talk just a little bit about joy and praise. Is that correct?
Amen.
Well, it's such a privilege because the very fact that we're here this morning, we have something to praise God for. There are so many things that you've already alluded to that is happening in our world, and I mean all over the globe. And the very fact that we have been able to rise from our beds that we laid down upon last night, and we still have our faculties under control, we have something to thank God Almighty for. I was thinking along this line just earlier, a passage from the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 17, which is familiar to just about every believer. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That has always given me a great deal of satisfaction, and it has only pointed out the very thing that we in our inner selves know is true, that every blessing that we receive, that is every good and every perfect gift, comes down from God Almighty. And that's something to be thankful for. And I'm just rejoicing today because I recognize the fact that of all of the major religions in the world, the only God who has come down to where man is God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Every other one has man trying to climb a mountain, so to speak, to get up to where God is, the apex of the mountain. But God knew that we did not have the strength to do that. And so he sent his Son, his well-beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, down to earth. We call that the incarnation. In other words, God was incarnate in Christ Jesus. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. And so that should create some rejoicing. And that should create some thanks in our hearts. And so I'm just so thankful for it. To me, Caritha, and those who are listening, joy and praise to me are like twins. They go together. The joy comes from God. I mean, the Bible talks about that. I was thinking about a passage over in Psalms, the 30th division, and I believe it is the fourth verse. Let me share it with you. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. So we are to be filled with praise. It may be a song of praise. It may be a prayer of praise. But in some way, we recognize the fact that since God is the God of all blessings, we need to give him some praise. And that's what I'm suggesting that we do today. Not just outwardly, not just with our voices, but really coming forth from our hearts. And so we're encouraged to praise the Lord God Almighty. And Caritha, when you said that that was going to be a part of the theme today, it just made me really, really happy. I would like to make a difference in my own heart and mind between what many times we call joy, when it's really, I guess the best word is happiness. And it basically comes from the outside. We get happy over some things that we find that are coming to us. And then if it's really not of the Lord, we find ourselves in a lot of regret. I had a young man told me that he went out and he bought an automobile that he was not able to afford. And he said in his own word that he wanted it for show. He wanted it to say something about him. And when he found out he was able to get it, he said it created a lot of happiness in his life. But not being able to live up to the responsibility of the payments and the maintenance and other things, he said what he thought made him happy caused a lot of regret. Well, joy that comes from the Lord is certainly not like that, because joy is something that happens on the inside. In Galatians chapter 5, most of us will remember that, when the great Apostle Paul talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And I'll just want to read that verse, verse 22. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. And then he says, the fruit of the Spirit is joy and peace and long-suffering and kindness and goodness and faithfulness. I just want to extract from that joy. I don't know how much time I have, Caritha, but that reminds me of a lady that I knew about. She was very, very poor. But every time people interacted with her, she was filled with joy. And sometimes she would be singing, even though she would be clad in garments that showed her extreme poverty. A very rich man encountered her one morning and asked her, how in the world could she be filled with joy and song, seeing that she was in a bad condition financially and even physically? And she said when she finally gave her life to the Lord, that he gave her joy. And she said, what joy means to me is this. The J for me stands for Jesus, she said. The O stands for others. And she said, the Y stands for yourself. She said, what I've found is this, that if you put Jesus first, others second, and yourself last, you'll always have the joy of the Lord. And so I think that's a great point to meditate upon today. We need to be joyful. It's amazing when you go into many assemblies, you don't get the feeling that most people who are there, and they say they're there for worship, you don't get the feeling that there's a lot of joy in their heart. It seems like it's an obligation that they have to be there and they have to go through the motions. But when we think about all of the blessings that God has given to us, how wonderful he has been to us from the very earliest of our times until now, when we go to the house of the Lord, or wherever two or three are gathered together in the name of the Lord, there ought to be some joy in our hearts. But that joy can only come from the Holy Spirit of God. And when we realize that he is there to give us that joy, we can enjoy it, and we can share it with many others. There is a song that I like to sing from time to time. And part of the word says, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. But before I try to sing just a bit of it, Caritha, do I have time to do that?
You have plenty of time. You got 15 more minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. How about that? Well, most of us know this song that says, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. And that's really true of the joy of the Lord. And that does not mean that in our lives, no matter how devoted we are to him and how committed we are to him, that we're not going to have some difficulty in life. In fact, one of the last things that our Lord Jesus said to us in the scriptures before he left and went back to the Father in heaven, he said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. And then when we think about those apostles, those men that God gave him, that he chose out of the world to be his messengers, to be his disciples, we know what happened to them. Many of them became martyrs because of their deep commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then when we begin to think about how committed they were, we can see such a lack of commitment today. A little bit of rain, a little bit of thunder, and a little bit of lightning can keep us away from the house of the Lord. And Lord have mercy, don't allow us to have a little sickness in our lives, a little financial reversal in our lives. We almost feel like God has deserted us. You see, we must go through a time of testing and a time of trial and many times a time of tribulation. But what we have to understand is it's not because God is trying to find out where we are in terms of our spiritual maturity. He wants us to know where we are. And so he allows those things to come into our lives. But then when we look back over it, we can see that God has given us some strength that otherwise we would not be able to have. It seems that God can't really bless us when he's constantly pouring down the sunshine upon us. You would think that he could, but it seems that he has to allow a little rain to come into our lives. Sometimes he has to allow the storms to come into our lives. And when the rain and the storms of life beset us, we find us not standing up, not thinking about what we're going to do tomorrow, but we find ourselves on bended knees. We recognize that every good and every perfect gift has come from God, and that we need to give him some praise and to let him know that in spite of all of these things that have happened, there is still joy in our lives. I think that once we are truly born again of the water and of the Spirit, and we are baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit of God, then we're going to manifest many of the fruits of the Spirit in our lives. And the one we're emphasizing today is joy. The other thing that has really baffled me over the years, and that is the fact that so many professing Christians don't seem to be hungry for the Word of Almighty God. In my years here upon planet Earth, I've never seen a baby that was born into the world that was a healthy baby that wasn't hungry quite frequently. And they'll let you know that they're hungry, because they'll start a fuss. They'll start crying. They might even start screaming, saying to their mom, to their mothers, "I'm hungry and I need to be fed." Well, I think that such should really characterize those of us who are professing Christians. How in the world could we be born of the Spirit and not want the things of the Spirit, and especially the Word of Almighty God? Jesus said that heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will never pass away. If we're going to have growth in our lives, maturity in our lives, it's because we're going to have to be stewards of the Word, students of the Word. We have got to just stay in the Word of Almighty God and to stay in prayer. And so I believe that the thing that you're emphasizing today, Caritha, is right on it, that we ought to praise God in the sunshine and in the rain, in the good times and in the bad times. We need to understand that God is fully in control. And so when he is so gracious to us, and when he places his joy in our hearts, it ought to create praise upon our lips in songs and even in dance, like David, who danced before the Lord, because what he was expressing on the outside was what he felt on the inside, and that is the joy of Almighty God. And so, Caritha, I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to be with you this morning and to be a part of this broadcast. I trust that something that I have said would be helpful to someone out there. But I think we have a subject that there's little argument on, that we can all agree that if we have the fruit of the Spirit, we've got some joy in our hearts. And that is the thing that makes other people take notice of us. It's not so much what we profess, but it's what people actually see operative in our lives on a daily basis. And when they can see the joy of the Lord, they'll want to get some of it because the world is without it. And if there was ever a time that we need to emphasize emulating Christ with compassion and love and peace and those things of the Spirit, it is now. And it is those things that will bring men and women to an understanding of who God is, and that if he can do it for us, he can do it for them. So, Caritha, I'm thinking that I'm close to that period of time, but I just want to thank you for this opportunity. And as I said, I trust that it's been a blessing to those who are listening. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, and thank you so much for the opportunity of being a part of this great service today.
Don't hang up. We're so glad that you joined us. We are thankful that God brought you to be the speaker this morning on Joyful Praise Day. We say happy Father's Day to you and all the fathers. God bless you. I love that word. We went to James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. And I love those stories, the illustrations that he gave about the woman who, you know, she was joyful. And the rich man said, you know, she was very poor. And the rich man said, well, why are you so joyful all the time? She said, well, I put Jesus first, others next, and myself last. And you know, he sang that song beautifully. Oh, I love that song. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. Thank you so much. Oh, my God, that is an awesome song. I love that song. So we got to go through a time of testing. You know, we got to go through the rain, the storms. We got to be, you know, we got to become close to God. Those things will sometimes drive us to God. And, you know, God is a good God. So I thank God for that word this morning. We got to be stewards of the word of God. Don't you know Job said in his words, Job said, I desire the words of his mouth, God's mouth, more than my necessary food. Like, yes. You know, Brother James said, babies, they're going to let their mama know. But we got to let our daddy know that we desire the words of his mouth more than our necessary food. We got to open up the Bible. You know, I teach that song to the children. The Bible, that's the book for me. That's the word of God. That's the most important book. That book has been around. That book will last forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. The word of God. Well, it's salvation time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall be saved. So Romans 10:9-10 says, if we confess how with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, believe that God raised him up on the third day, we shall be saved. If there's anyone on here that is not saved, press 1. We got pastors on here. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. Well, I'm looking at people's numbers on here, and I think everybody's saved. I thank God for that. We have Miss Ludell on here from Applin, Georgia. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing. Thank God.
Amen, amen. You going to sing this morning for us?
Yes, ma'am.
What you going to sing?
Try Jesus.
Try Jesus. Oh, my God. I love that song.
You love it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We going to sing it now. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all morning. He's all right in the morning. He's all right in the morning. He's all right. Oh, yes, I done tried him, and he's all right on your sick bed. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right on your sick bed. He's all right. Oh, yeah, I done tried him, and he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Oh, yeah, I done tried him, and he's all right. When you're in trouble, he's all right. When you're in trouble, he's all right. When you're in trouble, he's all right. Oh, yes, I done tried him, and he's all right. Tried Jesus, he's all right. Tried Jesus, he's all right. Tried Jesus, he's all right. Oh, yes, I done tried him, and he's all right. Amen.
Amen. Try Jesus. Have you tried him? He's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. When you're going through trials, tribulations, he's all right. Have you tried him?
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Ms. Liddell. That was beautiful.
All
right. You know, I thank God for everybody on here being saved this morning. Thank you, Lord, for touching my throat. Hallelujah. So this morning we talked about salvation. Now we're talking about backsliding. You know, backsliding, we cancel that prodigal child spirit mm-hmm. from us and from our children. We thank God that he set us free and delivered us from all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's testimony time. Anybody have a testimony they want to share this morning? Excuse me.
Carissa.
Yes, Karen.
Would you like me to do closer walk with thee?
Excuse me. Okay, hold on one second. Hold on one second. Anybody have a testimony they want to do this morning? All right, no testimonies. All right, Karen, go ahead. Closer walk with thee. Thank you. Amen, amen. I love that song. Just a closer walk with thee, granted Jesus is our plea. We need a closer walk in this hour. I'm telling you, we need to walk close with God. There's all kind of things happening around us. All kind of things, so we need a closer walk with God. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. press 1, state your prayer request. All right, well, we have Pastor Donna on here with us this morning. Pastor Donna, we got your family, your husband, your whole family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, your mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, and the Dungy family in their loss. And Jackie, we have you, your husband, your two daughters, your family, your patients that you take care of every day. And we're going to pray for Mother Henry as well, and we're praying for your aunt who lost her husband, Aunt Lou. Anything else? Anybody else? Prayer time. Need prayer.
And you pray for my daughter.
Pray for who?
My daughter Vita. She's healing, and my sister Deborah.
Okay.
Both of them had surgery this week.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. Oh, Lordy.
All right. Anybody else?
I'd like prayer for Mary Jean and her family. They go to Washington, D.C. on a family reunion, and I pray that they have a safe trip. And for me, my family, and my church family as well.
Okay. All right. Okay, anybody else? All right. Minister Donna Hawkins, are you available to pray with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to pray for you, and if you could pray for Miss Ludell and her family, and I'll pray for Jackie. How's that?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, that you are God. Oh, my God, you're so awesome and so mighty, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh, God, for the Hawkins family, that family that's so dedicated, that's sold out to you, oh, God. I thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her husband and children, grandchildren. And we thank you, Lord God, for to whom much is given, much is required. You're requiring much of her in this hour. She is stretched, Lord. You've enlarged her territory. So we thank you, Lord. Heal her body, Lord. Lord, because she pushes her body no matter how she feels. She said, I got to go do it. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. I'm a leader. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for giving her more strength, more health, excellent health in her body, Lord. And rest. I thank you for her resting and relaxing and you knowing, Father God, that you have her in your almighty palm. We lift up her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, a great, mighty woman of God who's still on the battlefield for the Lord, who's praising the Lord continually, giving him glory and praise, even in her old age. So we thank you that you won't ever forsake Mother Hawkins nor leave her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we lift up the Dungy family and the loss of their family member, Brother Dungy, Lord God. We thank you for strength for the family, Lord. We thank you for meeting every need for the family, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, as they have traveled back from another place to bury his body in Paducah, Lord. We pray that things will go according to your plan. Lord, many plans we have, but we trust in your plans. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, for this whole Dungy family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, before we ask for anything, Lord, we thank you for what you've already done, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for the life of Sister Ludell, Lord. Lord, you made her and you know all about her, Lord. So, Lord, we're just thankful for her today. We're thankful for her faithfulness, Lord. Lord, we're thankful for the wonderful example that she has shown all of us, Lord. She continues to go on. I know there are days that she doesn't always feel well, Lord, but she's still on your battlefield being faithful, faithfully fighting for you. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we thank you for strengthening her body, Lord. Lord, we thank you for keeping her down through the years, Lord. Lord, you continue to keep her. We thank you for that. Lord, we ask a special blessing on her family. We ask a special blessing on her church family, Lord. Lord, bless the church. Multiply the church, Lord. Continue to let her church be a beacon light in the community, Lord. Lord, we ask a special blessing on Sister Mary Jean, Lord, who's at a family reunion in Washington, Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless them and keep them while they're there. Give them traveling grace and traveling mercy to return home safely, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, knowing that when we call on your holy name that you hear us and you answer our prayers, Lord. Lord, we know that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Lord, we're just thankful today that we can lean and depend on you for everything. We can lean and depend on you for all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you supply everything that we need, Lord. Lord, you know everything. You know all about us, Lord. Lord, you know what we stand in need of right now, Lord. So, Lord, I just ask that you would bless and keep all of us, Lord, in your care. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much for the life of Sister Ludell. Continue to bless and keep her. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, and your favor. And, Lord, we thank you for the favor upon your daughter, Jackie Travis, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, for her husband and her two daughters. And, Lord, we lift up Vita this morning as she has been on her bed of affliction. Oh, God, we thank you for healing her body from the surgery. In the name of Jesus, you are the great and mighty physician. We thank you for her sister, Deborah, being healed from the surgery, Lord. Father, you know everything, nothing secret, nothing hidden from you. Send the word and heal them. Strengthen their bodies, oh God, even as they went under anesthesia, Lord. Remove all the side effects from anesthesia or any medication that they're taking. We thank you, Lord God, for nullifying all of the symptoms in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for Jackie, Lord. We thank you that as she goes to take care of her patients on a daily basis, that you are going before her, you are going with her, you are helping her with every patient. You are certainly there. You will never leave her, Lord. Give her that sharp discernment, oh God, to know exactly what each patient needs, how to take care of them, the little things, oh God, that they would need, the big things that they would need, even when they need the hospital visit, oh God. Show her, give her that discernment when some of them are not feeling well, oh, God, and they need to go, oh, God, to the hospital. So we thank you, Lord, for showing Jackie what each patient needs. And, Lord, we lift up Mother Henry, oh, God, this morning, Lord. I thank you for the woman that's been on the battlefield for over 90-something years, Lord. We ask you for strength. Oh, God, renew her strength in you. Give her health, excellent health in her body. And I thank you, Lord, God, that the word is written on the tables of Mother Henry's heart. She knows your word. Excuse me, she's a minister of the word, oh God. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that she will not let the book of the law depart from her mouth. She will begin to meditate on it morning, noon, and night, as she always does, oh God, and she will make her way prosperous, and she will continually have good success. So we praise you this morning, Lord. Father, we lift up everybody on Bible Storyland, even those who are on, those to come, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God, for strength. We thank you, Father God, for joyful praise, that we will all give you joyful praise, that your joy is our strength. We're depending upon you, oh God. Lord, we praise you for everything in our lives, everything. You said in everything, give thanks, for this is your will. So we give thanks to be obedient to you, oh God, for this is your will in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that we can say thank you, Abba, Father. What a great Father you are. We say happy Father's Day to you again, Lord God. You are the Father of all fathers. You are the one who walk with us, talk with us. You are a lamp and a light to our pathway. You are the Almighty God. There is nothing impossible to you. So today, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for health and strength for our bodies. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to get up every morning. If it had not been for you on our side, we wouldn't know what to do. We're lost without you, Father. You are more than the skin on our bones. You are more than the air that we breathe. We need you, Lord God. You are a shepherd. Keep us with our eyes fixed on you. Keep us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Keep us from hurt, harm, and danger. Keep us from evil, O God. Help us, Lord God, to forgive so you can forgive us, O God. In the name of Jesus, help us, O God, to have the fruit of the Spirit in abundance, the love, the joy, the peace, the gentleness, goodness, long-suffering, meekness, faith, and temperance. O God, there's in a superabundant supply. This morning we say hallelujah to the great and mighty I Am. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. Did anybody have anything they want to add this morning? All right. Well, it's closing time. I look forward to hearing from each of you next week. It will be Children's Day. So come on and praise the Lord with the children. Yeah, and if you have any grandchildren, let the grandchildren come forth and praise the Lord. Let them come forth with singing and praise. Get your grandchildren on Bible Storyland. We need more children every month. It's only once a month. Once a month when the children come on. So we thank God for you. You already know God loves you. I love each of you, and God loves you more. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength. We look forward to hearing from you next week. Don't forget, Children's Day. Children's Day. We love you. God bless all of you. I love you.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.